Alto saxophonist Jesse Davis came out of New Orleans and began recording under his own name in the 1990s. He also made a few albums with trumpeter Nicholas Payton and the Lincoln Center Jazz Orchestra, and he appeared in Robert Altman's film Kansas City. In the last few years, our jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says Jesse Davis has attracted less attention than he might because he's been living in Verona, Italy. But he did make a live album in New York last winter. Here's Kevin's review.
Many jazz musicians, the kind who wear jackets and ties on stage, are often carelessly referred to as playing bebop. In reality, most of them are post-boppers who build on that dynamic style that burst forth after World War II without bringing it back in pure form. It's the rare modernist who gets an authentic bebop sound on alto saxophone, who catches some of the raw explosiveness and rapid-fire grace of jazz god Charlie Parker. And then there's Jesse Davis. Jesse Davis on the 1945 ballad, I'll Close My Eyes. Charlie Parker never recorded it, but Davis's version made me check. His bluesy rasp is straight out of Parker's playbook. Ditto the way he strings unlikely notes into a pretty melody, his double-time precision, and left-field quotations from other tunes. But Davis speaks that style like a native language. He makes it his own. This music's from the Jesse Davis Quintet's album Live at Smalls, New York's other basement jazz club on 7th Avenue South, 2 minutes from the Village Vanguard. Davis's music is very New York, even if he came out of New Orleans, a city with its own bebop tradition, personified by Davis's teacher, Ellis Marsalis. But there are also traces of earlier jazz in Davis's approach. There's a bit of swing altoist Benny Carter in the way he caresses a ballad, and Davis's tune, Piece of the Apple, is a revamped Sweet Georgia Brown. On trumpet is his old colleague from the Lincoln Center Jazz Orchestra, Ryan Kaiser. Giving venerable tunes a facelift is part of what jazz is about. It's an ongoing mix of old and new ingredients. Jesse Davis is no antiquarian. He brought a couple of more contemporary sounding tunes, including Journey from the Lighthouse. His bassist and drummer are two esteemed modernists who've been meeting in studios and on bandstands for over 20 years, Peter Washington and Billy Drummond. Jesse Davis quoting there from I'm a Fool to Want You. The least known player in his quintet is pianist Spike Willner, who runs the club where the music was recorded and the label Smalls Live that put it out. I get skeptical when the guy who signs the checks joins the band, but Willner and Davis go way back, and the pianist acquits himself well, joining in the quotation games. Jesse Davis's Live at Smalls features unedited tunes running 10 or 20 minutes, with applause and introductions left in. Verite touches that don't wear so well on repeated listening. But the album is a good portrait of high-level nightclub jazz in our time.
Kevin Whitehead is a jazz columnist for eMusic.com and the author of Why Jazz. He reviewed Live at Smalls, the new album by the Jesse Davis Quintet on the Smalls Live label. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our engineer is Fred Snyder. Additional engineering support from Joyce Lieberman and Julian Hertzfeld. Dorothy Farabee is our administrative assistant. Melody Kramer is our associate producer of online media. Roberta Shorrock directs the show. For Terry Gross, I'm Dave Davis.